Good evening and happy Thursday. Yes, another Thursday is happening. This particular Thursday being the 13th of August, 2026, Anno Domini, Year of Our Lord. And tonight, or today, is the Clacton by-election, where the man with a bin on his head is going to take on the frog-faced twit. And the man with a bin on his face probably won't win, but I don't know. And the frog-faced twit probably will, and I have feelings about that. But regardless of all that, let's do the first song and get on with the show.
Thank you.
And that was Open Eye Signal by John Hopkins. And I could honestly listen to that track all day. Right, why are we here? This is the What Do We Dooby-Dooby-Do About show. And most Thursday evenings, I'm not going to commit to all of them because I keep getting busy and distracted. I work with local boffins to try and figure out the solution or to various problems plaguing mankind, whether they're local, regional, national, global, interplanetary, sort of temporal, philosophical, anyway, a problem which is generated by the Wheel of Calamity, which I'm going to spin in a minute, and then we'll have this week's subject. I then give that subject to the boffins, who are waiting eagerly in their luxury enclosures, and then they'll fill in a little pen, little bit of paper with a stub of a crayon with a response, an answer to this problem, a solution. I'll read them out, figure out if it's viable, and then decide whether they can go home or not. They're entirely happy to be here, I'm sure, what with me being their representative, and I have decided on their behalf that they are more than happy to be guests until they are clever enough to solve a problem, and then they can go home again. So everyone wins. What else? DJ Deck decides on the music choices. DJ Deck being an actual deck of playing cards. And that's most of the show. I mean, later on we do a bit of AI poetry on whatever the boffins came up with. There's music. Yeah, that's your lot. So, yeah, I'm going to spin the Wheel of Calamity and we'll figure out what this week's subject is.
How do you solve a problem like...
Subscriptionization. Yes, so you might have noticed that everything is turned into a subscription service these days. Well, not everything. We can still breathe without needing to pay a levy. But most things we used to get for free, or we paid off, like we paid as a one-off fee, is now a monthly or an annual recurring expense for everything, nearly everything. So, yeah, boffins are going to solve that for us. Huzzah, because it's getting a bit annoying, to be honest. So, yeah, and a tagline to that, I suppose. Say you do get something for free, it's not free. If you're getting something for free, then you're the product. So, yeah, our attention is being used as a form of currency, which is also deeply joyous. Yay, what a machine we've lashed ourselves to. An uncaring machine, even. Right. Maybe even a Strix machine. Oh, am I going to do that? Yeah, I'm going to ignore DJ Deck and play a song just because I feel like it. Right, I will send the boffins the stuff to do and come back with some answers after this song.
Thank you.
And that was Goldfrapp with Strict Machine, and a case in point in why I shouldn't be doing the song choices. It's a good song, but a very cheesy link, so I'm going to leave the heavy lifting of the song choices to DJ Deck, who literally has nothing else to do. Alright, so our first boffin, who's keen to grant, well, have his freedom granted to him using his cleverness, is Ephesius. Oh yes, a very local, modern-sounding name there. Well done, Ephesius. Who suggests that we have the subscription tax, which sounds like a bad start to a solution for subscriptionization, but let's see. So, companies are going to stop charging subscriptions altogether. Sounding good. Instead, they're going to charge you a subscription tax whenever you aren't subscribed. Oh. This is marketed as an incentive to subscribe. Okay, Ephesius. Let's crank the handle and see how this looks. Let's see. Initial implementation. A streaming service is going to announce, "We've listened to the customers. There will be no subscription." Cool. Instead, every month, you're going to receive a non-subscriber administration fee for not being subscribed instead of a certain value. If you do subscribe, then the fee disappears. So technically, you're not paying for the service, yeah? You're actually paying for not the service. So if you're not subscribed to it, you pay. And I think this distinction is going to be extremely important to people like accountants. So one initial flaw I can see is a newborn child just comes out of his or her or their mum is deluged with fees for everything they're not subscribed to, which is everything. So they are going to start life massively in debt. Which I suppose is a life lesson, and their parents, as they're not going to be very good at clicking things and subscribing to things, are going to be frantically subscribing to stuff for the first month straight after the birth, and maternity and paternity leave are going to take on a much more administrative form than hitherto experienced. Okay, so let's wind the handle some more and see what that looks like down the road. Every company is going to have a different non-subscription penalty. So let's give you some examples. A non-Spotify fee will be £7.99. Non-Adobe fee, £19.99. Non-gym membership, £34.99. Non-cloud storage, £6.99. Non-car subscription, $149.99. Non-printer ink fee, $11.99. So your bank account it now contains dozens of tiny charges for things you don't own. And then the banks will introduce a non-subscription banking protection service for $5.99 a month. Okay. Eventually, governments are going to introduce legislation requiring companies to display the cost of not subscribing. And the average household is going to discover that simply refusing to participate in the subscription economy costs thousands of pounds a month. So everyone subscribes. And as a result, the problem's been solved? Maybe, technically. But by replacing subscriptionization with unsubscriptionization. Has subscriptionization been solved? Ephesius, your whole freedom pivots on this, on the answer to this question. There is no subscription fee. Everyone is subscribed. Subscriptionization. You've replaced subscriptionization with unsubscriptionization. So, letter of the law, you've solved this one, and yeah, you've solved this problem by putting an a similar problem in its place, but you were asked to solve this one. You did. It's solved. Good work. Yeah, right, you're free. So, Ephesius, go fly, be free. You've done well. Okay, right. DJ Deck is waving at me with a seven of clubs. So we'll play that. And then the next boffin with the next solution. That was Queens of the Stone Age, not Queen, Queens, with No One Knows. Next up, our next boffin is Corianna. Yes. Who's suggests that we have a lifetime subscription model instead. Coriander describes it like this. Instead of paying monthly forever, you buy a lifetime subscription. The important innovation is that nobody defines what lifetime actually means. For £499, you get access to the product for life. Your life, the company's life, the life of the product. Nobody really knows. The terms of lifetime means for lifetime of the applicable service, customer, account, provider, subsidiary, successor organization, or other relevant entity. For the avoidance of doubt. So basically, £499 gets you something until someone decides it doesn't. So let's see what that looks like initially. Companies are going to enthusiastically launch Lifetime Plus. The marketing department is going to describe it like one payment! Exclamation mark. No recurring fees! Forever access! Our best value ever! Yay! Sounds great. Customers are going to immediately buy it because humans have a powerful psychological resistance to monthly payments, even when the total cost is exactly the same. The company is going to soon discover that giving people something permanently is terrible for recurring value and revenue and such. Right, let's go down the road a little bit. 6 months later, lifetime customers receive their first email of revisions. We're delighted to announce Lifetime version 2.0. Lifetime version 1.0 will continue to function, but only in legacy mode, which doesn't include dark mode, cloud synchronization, AI features, new fonts, high resolution buttons, or the ability to press the letter Q, for example. Right. Yes, the writing's on the wall. After several years, there's now 14 different lifetime tiers. You've got Lifetime, Lifetime Classic, Lifetime Premium Legacy, Lifetime Gold Plus, Lifetime Platinum, Lifetime Platinum Legacy, Lifetime Founder, Lifetime Founder Enhanced, Lifetime Ultra, Lifetime Ultra Max, Lifetime Ultimate, and let's say Lifetime Ultimate Legacy. Yay. Nobody's going to understand what any of them include. And so there's going to be a thriving secondary market emerging where people buy and sell old lifetime accounts. And guides are going to spring up to provide the latest information on the latest version of the lifetime tiers. So I think eventually somebody's going to discover that Lifetime Platinum Legacy is actually the best package because it was accidentally grandfathered into features that later became £9.99 a month. Economists are going to call this market efficiency and a big win for customer value. All right, Coriana, have you solved it? Subscriptionization. Right, multiple has been replaced by one, and then slightly multiple, the same. I think you've moved the goalposts, but we're still being subscriptionized forever. You can't stop commercialism from commercializing. So, with regret, I'm going to have to send you back to your freshly straw-laden, not enclosure, not even a cell, it's more of a luxury living opportunity, there you have it. So back you go, maybe less of the tantrums and frantic grumpiness. You'll have another go next week, probably. Possibly, hopefully. Right, so that one's done. Let's go for the next song, which is a Two of Spades, coming up.
got color in your cheeks? Do you ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summits in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? Cause there's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow, and I play it on repeat until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways? Sort of hoping that you'd stay. Saying things that you can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you, never thought I'd call and run. Here I feel, cause I always knew. Maybe I'm too busy being lost to fall for somebody new. Now I thought it through, crawling back to you. Have you got the goods? Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should. Simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried been to kiss you. I don't know if you feel the same as I do, but we could be together if you wanted to.
Do I wanna know
if this feeling flows both ways?
I have to see you go.
We're sort of hoping that you'd stay.
Didn't we both know
that the nights were mainly made for saying you can't say tomorrow day?
Crawling back to you,
crawling back to
never
you.
Thought I'd call and when you better feel.
And that was Do I Wanna Know by the Arctic Monkeys. Our next boffin is Winifred. Yes, yes. Who says that what we need is a pay-per-use counter-revolution. Yay, with flags and t-shirts and things. Right, Winifred says it looks like this. We return to the old-fashioned concept of buying something once. This is so radical that it requires a rebrand. Companies are going to call it a permanent transaction technology. You pay £50, you own the thing, that's it. No monthly fee, no premium tier, no cloud-connected experience, no ecosystem, no AI-enhanced experience, just the thing. Yay, Winifred! Let's see if you've nailed it. Initially, customers are going to become suspicious. They're going to ask, what's the catch? The salesman's going to say, there isn't one. Security immediately escorts the salesperson from the premises because clearly something has gone horribly wrong. Early adopters are going to love it. They're going to buy software for £79 and discover it still works 10 years later. Other companies panic. They launch Permanent Transaction Plus. Yay! Bit of a theme here, isn't there? £99. It includes the same software but has a button labelled Premium. Pressing it does nothing. Okay, let's wind the handle and see what that looks like down the line. I think the economy is going to become horrifyingly simple. You buy, for example, a washing machine or a phone, some software, a car, a kettle, maybe a television, and they remain yours. There's no account, no password, no login, no cloud dashboard, no, your session has expired. People are going to begin experiencing an unfamiliar sensation. Actual ownership. Of course, psychologists are going to be called in, and a new generation is going to grow up never knowing what it was like to cancel a subscription through six increasingly desperate web pages, and then the survey, the obligatory survey afterwards. Historians are going to describe the 2020s as the great rent-a-thing era. Bizarre. Winifred, have you solved it? The oversubscriptionization of all the things. I think you have. A simple concept. Let's just own all the things. Hurrah! Yes, it's solved. Freedom is yours. Go, head towards the light. Yay! Right, that was that one. Nice and quick. Yeah, hooray. See, judgment can be swift. If your idea is valid. Right, okay, next song is a Seven of Spades, so I'll get that going. 1 second.
Snatch hammer.
tune. That was Peter Gabriel with Sledgehammer, of course. Maybe I should turn this into a quiz. What the hell was the last song? Maybe I won't. Probably shouldn't. Right, our final boffin this week is Theodosia. all right, running not very funny joke. The boffins seem to not like giving their real names for reasons. So I keep getting the names of, alternative names from history or something. They think it's hilarious. I don't. Right. Anyway, Theodosia. Little card says subscription squatting. So she says, you don't subscribe to anything. Instead, you reserve the right to subscribe. Ah, I think I saw something like this in Life of Brian. For £2.99 a month, you maintain a subscription squatting license. This guarantees that you may subscribe to a service at its normal price whenever you feel like it. The genius is that you're paying them every month for the privilege of potentially paying them more money later. Great. This sounds like it's going to be wonderful. Initial implementation. So, Netflix. Let's go for Netflix. They're going to launch the Netflix subscription readiness service for £1.99 a month. Bargain. Benefits are going to include your account remaining active. You may subscribe at any point. You receive the occasional email reminding you that you could subscribe. You get access to the subscription page. Yay. You do not, however, actually get Netflix. You get a little green tick instead, which appears beside your account saying ready to subscribe. I think that's going to confuse customers. But Netflix are going to respond with an FAQ explaining that confusion is not covered by the subscription readiness license. And they might get an A-lister to explain that as a video to make it all nice again. Okay, let's crank the handle. How does that look? Okay, the entire economy is going to adopt the model. So, for example, your fridge is going to have the fridge subscription eligibility service for £3.99 a month. Your car, driver capability reservation, £14.99 a month. Your kettle, boiling water access program, £1.49 a month. Your house, residential occupancy readiness service, £89.99 a month. You can still technically own things. You simply need to subscribe to the possibility of using them initially. So I think eventually governments are going to become concerned because people are paying £600 a month merely to maintain their eligibility to purchase services sometime in the future. So, the Treasury is going to introduce a tax subscription readiness service where you pay £4.99 a month to remain eligible to pay tax. Nobody's going to notice the irony on that one. Okay. So, has subscriptionization been fixed? So, this is... Oh, man. You're subscribing to a service to then be able to subscribe. Hold on. So, you're subscribing to pre-subscription. Theodosia! I really do think you've made it worse here. It was bad enough to begin with, and now customers, clients, whatever, are going to be paying subscriptions, pre-subscriptions, and then paying subscriptions. Yeah, it's horribly worse. Back to your room, and you won't get any supper. Boo! So, yeah, that's our last boffin for the week, our final boffin. We're going to do AI poetry in a minute, which may or may not be written by me. Jury's out, and I'm not telling. So, next track, DJ Deck says it's a King of Spades. So let's get that going.
Ah. as the snow flies. On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
People, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Or do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born. And his mama cries.
And that was Elvis Presley with In the Ghetto. And now, hooray, the moment you've all been waiting for, our AI poetry section. Huzzah! Let me introduce it properly. Hold on. Yay! That's art right there. Okay, let's get going. First up is Lifetime Subscription. So, I paid once for forever. A bargain carved in stone. The salesman smiled and told me the future was my own. No monthly bills, no renewal, no premium to endure. Just one small payment, nothing more, a lifetime, safe and sure. Then came the first notification. We've changed the terms today. Your lifetime still continues, but not in quite the same way. The buttons disappeared, the features went away. My lifetime had been upgraded to a legacy display. I asked what lifetime meant. They said, "It depends whose." I asked if I still owned it. They said, "That depends on you." So now I pay for Lifetime Plus, for access to the past. A lifetime that was once forever, but apparently not built to last. Next up is subscription squatting. I don't subscribe to anything. I simply pay each month to keep my place in line for things I might one day want. My account is marked eligible. My profile says prepared. I pay to keep the privilege of knowing that I've cared. I don't watch the films. I don't stream the songs. I don't use the software. But somehow, I'm not wrong. Yes, empiric victory. Love those. My fridge can be connected. My kettle has a plan. My toaster has a waiting list. My television as a fan. And every month they thank me for continuing to remain a potential paying customer who might become one again. I asked to cancel nothing. They said, "That's quite all right. Your subscription readiness will continue through the night." Right, third one is the pay-per-use counter-revolution. One day we bought a kettle, and the kettle simply boiled. There was no cloud subscription, no features to be throttled. We bought a little radio and listened to the news. It didn't need an account to tell us what to choose. A washing machine was purchased. It washed the clothes for free. A chair was bought for sitting. A door was just a door, you see. The children found it strange. They gathered round in awe. Does it require a password? No. Does it have a premium? No. Does someone charge you more if you use it every day? No. The children stood in silence, as modern children do. They whispered, "That's impossible. There must be something wrong with you." But nothing was wrong. The world had simply learned that sometimes when you buy a thing, the thing is yours. And somewhere in a boardroom, a shareholder collapsed, and after hearing that a customer had bought something and kept it. And finally, the subscription tax. You don't have to subscribe. They've made that very clear. There is simply a small charge for choosing not to this year, a fee for being independent, a levy for decline, an administrative surcharge for saying, "No, it's mine." You don't need the service. You don't want the plan. You haven't used the product since the dawn of broadband. But every month, the invoice comes, polite and perfectly clear. Non-subscription administration, £11.99. You call them up and ask them why you're paying for the thing. They said, "You're not paying for it. You're paying for not having it." You stare into the middle distance. The representative waits. Somewhere, an accountant has just invented two new rates. By Christmas, there are charges for refusing every plan, and freedom has become the most expensive option in the land. Right, that's your lot. Running very low on show this week. Back hopefully next week or a Thursday soon. Final song is the Four of Clubs, and tomorrow we'll see if Count Binface is ruling Clacton on Sea or not. much to look forward to. Back sometime. Bye.
turning.